Is it working for you? I'm not really very left. Shall I just use the stick mic?
Right. Well, that be?
It's not to do with the loop.
The loop is not giving me anything.
Okay, fine. Is that a bit better? Can you hear me a bit better now? No, is it turning up? Don't know. Oh, well. Fine. Okay. So, not too personal, but this, so relational though, as I was looking through it, through this, because we got some material from the Willow Creek folk, I thought it does just sound like extroverts though, doesn't it? You know, when I was, and I am an extrovert, and this is one of my main spiritual pathways. But as I've thought about individuals a bit more, I think probably there are some introverts here who would also say that the relational is one of their pathways. So at the end, when I finish talking, I'm going to get you to wave at me if, well, first of all, I'll ask, you know, who else thinks this might be their spiritual pathway, and then I'll get you a second wave if you would also consider yourself to be an introvert, because I think that's quite interesting. Again, with all of the spiritual pathways, I think it's important to remember that all of these things are good things to do, even if it's not your easiest way of meeting with God. They're all important to try and push into, particularly the relational, because, you know, God is in relation with himself. Father, Son and Holy Spirit lives in community. God created us to be in community. God made one person and said, that's not good. Then made another person. Ah, that's better. We no man is an island. But the Willow Creek people have just described me perfectly in their material. So one of the things they said is, your life, you're like an open book. And that's so true of me. Something that really grinds my gears is when neurotypical people say, hello, how are you? And they don't want to know at all. I really feel like that should be banned. There are plenty of other ways of greeting people. I use them when I'm not actually asking people how they are. I will say, hello, nice to see you. Isn't it a lovely day? You know, or good morning. There are plenty of ways of greeting people without asking them how they are. Why not use one of those if you don't actually want to know? I was watching QI, and they were talking about they had their question was, how are you? And then, you know, they do their klaxon for when somebody answered, I'm fine, thank you. And they did the klaxon and they did all these other things. No, apparently the right answer to how are you is, how are you? We're supposed to just say, how are you? How are you? And walk on or something. This winds me up no end. So if I'm asked how I am, I will share how I am generally, because you asked, you know, and if I ask you how you are, I want to know. You're going to spot this now. When do I say hello and good morning? And when do I say, how are you? And I mean it. So an open book. Now, don't get me wrong, I can do confidentiality. It's a big part of my job. But I don't really understand it entirely. Do you know what I mean? Why are we keeping secrets here? There's nothing shameful about what we're doing. You know, there's nothing shameful about having a broken something or a broken something else, or something else that doesn't work. There's nothing shameful about this. Why are we keeping secrets? I get it. It's your information. You decide. It's part of being autonomous, is that you decide what you do with your information, and that's fine. But inside me, I don't really get it. People like me will find it difficult to be alone. I do. And in fact, last time I was up here talking about these things, I was talking about being in creation and how I find God in creation. And in fact, the one time that I found that was the most powerful, I actually was alone, although there were sleeping people near me. I'm not great at being alone, even in creation. Even out in the woods, my woods, which I love, I'm not great alone for very long anyway. You know, it's not a thing I relish. it's actually a thing, because of this, it's actually is a thing that I have worked on, practiced doing a bit more, trying to be alone. We'll come to that in a minute. But people like me find that difficult. I think the key thing now, though, is that where, and this is separates it from just being an extrovert, is that the way you find God talks to you most is through other people. And so things like identifying sin, being accountable for things you're planning to do, you know, keeping being kept accountable, guidance. I am a person who thinks out loud a lot anyway, and I find that helpful to process my thoughts, but I also really find it helpful hearing other people's perspectives, because, I mean, everyone's got all these different perspectives and experiences, and it's so useful when you need some guidance to hear other people's perspectives. And then love. And I think maybe the most important. Well, actually, hey, the Apostle Paul said it in Corinthians, didn't he? The most important thing is love. You can't really do a lot of being loving people or being loved when you're on your own. And that's why God's put us into community, so that we can show his love, so that we can be a conduit of his love. We can feel his love for other people and therefore for ourselves. And we can feel loved by other people. It's that thing we often talk about, being blessed and being a blessing. And if we're not in community, if we're not having real relationships, then we can't do those things. So love's the really important thing there. Simon Peter, is the example given by the Willow Creek folk. And if we think about Peter, yes, I would probably say he probably is a bit like me. He would always think out loud. He would think before he, you know, he'd speak before he thought, and this sort of thing. Which is fine sometimes, you know. It's great because, he came out with, well, where should we go? You have the words of eternal life, and you are the Christ, the chosen one. You know, we've believed that, so we always see him with other people. He was fishing with his group of friends when he met Jesus. When Jesus dies, he goes back to fishing with his group of friends. He takes them with him. He also has his disgrace is public when he denies Jesus three times. He does that in a public place, publicly. So here are the risks. You can start to see what the risks of being, of investing in relationships, of caring about people, of loving people. There's the risk of being hurt as well. But then also his restoration was public. They were fishing, there was a group of them, they were having breakfast. His restoration was public too. What the book didn't think of, and I always think that this more of Andrew, actually, they were brothers, wasn't it? His brother, Peter's brother, Andrew, yeah. So when they have the story, when we have the story of the feeding of the 5,000, we haven't got any food to feed all these people, what should we do? Andrew says, oh, this boy I've been walking with's got food. I knew exactly how much food he had. You know, they'd had a conversation about it. So that's come out of relationship there. He's been making friends quickly. So strengths. You can bless others. I think if you're a relational sort of person, are gonna feed off other people, but also bounce it back and be a blessing. And also, if you're a relational person, you're going to be a relational person everywhere and have lots of other, maybe some of them are just connections, some of them are deep friendships outside of church, and have more opportunity to advance the kingdom. The cautions are being superficial. I can sometimes be, if I'm not careful, a bit of a social butterfly, you know? Hello, how are you? Little conversation. Oh, hello, how are you? Little conversation, you know, and flit around from one person and never really get very deep. because I'm also interested, well, that's probably a different personality trait. I'm distractible. I'm also interested in this person over here. I'm also interested in this person over here. But yeah, so be cautious, if you are like me, of being superficial. And also, though, don't get dependent on other people for your connection with God. There's all these other pathways that we're talking about, and we need to practice all those pathways, practice all those habits and activities. I had a thought I was going to say just then, and I've lost it. Practice being alone as well. So again, it says in the Willow Creek stuff, people like me will always think about solitude, that it would be a lot nicer if we could take some friends. But it is a good thing to practice. You'll find your limits. You know, I've done some of this. I'm going to do a whole day of, like, a few years ago when we did, I think it was pre-pandemic, we did the Thy Kingdom Come. I said, right, I'm going to do Tuesday. I'm going to go from when the kids go to school till just before the kids come home. I'm going to do that. Most of the time I was on my own. A couple of other people came in, you know, occasionally, and we did some stuff together, and that was really nice. But that was quite a lot of time being on my own for me, you know. And again, I didn't entirely then just push through that on my own. I got to a point like, right, I've done everything that we've, you know, set up all these different stimulus to do. I've done a bit of this and a bit of that. So I emailed, did I email the church? I just emailed the leadership team, not email, WhatsApp. A WhatsApp, do you remember this? You don't remember. You were super helpful. I WhatsApped the core team, I think, saying, look, I'm doing being on my own and it's really hard. And Dave copied and pasted a bunch of prayers and resources for me to, yeah, didn't even think about it because he's good at words. yeah, so you know, reaching out to people is great. Okay, so that is all I have to say about that. Give me a little wave if you think this might be one of your spiritual pathways. Yes, just 1, 2, 3, 4. Yay, okay. And wave again if you consider yourself an introvert. No, you didn't understand. If you waved the first time and you consider yourself an introvert, now wave. Yes. That's most of, actually, okay, right, good. So no, you do not have to be an extrovert for the relational to be your thing. Cool. Excellent. Right, Dave's coming up.
Yeah. I'll use that mic.
Okay. David. Oh yeah, okay, good idea. Right, just before I do, I will pray for you.
Thank you.
So Lord, thank you for all the times Dave has helped us all in all those times, like that time I was just mentioning. And please bless him now and bless our ears to hear your word for us. Amen.
Amen. I do have a love-hate relationship with WhatsApp. I find it intensely useful in terms of praying for people and keeping up with what's going on. But I always have notifications switched off, so I end up missing things. Pete, may I have the iPad? I'm going to switch it over. And could you put some sound on the speakers there for us, please? On the TV. Thanks.